What's up with Attendance Dynamic? It's your boy Coop, man. Y'all know what time it is. Interview time. Man, we back at you. And we got a great Anthony on here, man. You know, OG for real. Somebody I highly respect in this rap game. I know a lot of you guys do too. What's going on with the Mighty Quinn?
Man, say some more good shit about me. No, I'm fucking with you. What's up? What's happening with you, Coop? You
know, oh, man.
What's up, Coop? You know, oh, bullshit with you, baby. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How you been?
Man, I'm blessed, highly favored in the Lord. First and foremost, you know, God first, man. Everything else fall in order. In the soldier type way, man. I'm blessed, man. I just been working. I just wanted to talk to Coop because it's a movement going on right now, man, with this film on shit. You feel me?
And, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what's going on in film right now, man, is this new millennium renaissance, man, with, you already know me, San Quinn, JP, he put me in the game, but we got 40 Keys. You dig what I'm saying? We got Galaxy Adams. We got Show Banger. You dig what I'm saying? Coming up out the neighborhood. We got Gunner. You dig what I'm saying? We got the little homies from the Jets. Like, basically, everybody in Filmo, you know, far as the rap shit, this Filmo shit is bigger than me, bigger than Mess. You feel what I'm saying? Bigger than everybody from our neighborhood. Andre Nicotina, the neighborhood we come from. So we got a new wave of youngsters just bringing the heat. You feel what I'm saying, Coop? With this Filmo Renaissance shit. You dig? Because I remember you asked me last time, you was like, what's going on in Frisco? I'm like, maybe niggas going to step up. You feel me? Going back to the other end. So right now, it's just my young niggas stepping up. You feel what I'm saying? They stepping up in this film on shit, especially with 40 Keys, how he moving right now. You dig what I'm saying? They can tap into this film on shit for real. Of course, Galaxy Adams, too, you know, with Show Banger, too, because he tied into the HBK and Show Banger moving on some real ball shit, too. You dig what I'm saying? So my youngsters is turning up in the neighborhood, man, and they need to know that they off of film on. You feel me?
It's a good look, man. You name it, the heavy hitter. They definitely moving. We paying attention. Show Banger moving. Galaxy just dropped a video a couple days ago, a few days ago or something. That's blowing up. Dope joint. Man.
About to go on tour with Burner again. Galaxy is back on tour with Burner. So when you see Burner moving around, you're about to see some more of that Galaxy Adams. And definitely you see the boy 40 Keys, right? You see him shining, huh?
Yeah, man, sending me a lot of videos. He's putting out a lot of video work, a lot of songs. He's definitely working, man. He's definitely working. I gotta ask, man, what about your son? You know, if we've been keeping up with your career, we've been seeing him around from the beginning, and now he reached the potential where he at. I mean, just sitting back at the pad, even if you wasn't a rapper, how are you feeling about the lightweight success that he's having right now?
Well, shit, it's more for him to do. You dig what I'm saying? He was trying to be the beast that he's going to eventually, he's going to turn into that. That's on the way. He just, it's a blessing to see. You know, I'm proud of him as a son, but it's a blessing to see, and he know that there's more to do. Like, I'm still trying to be great at rapping, so he definitely knows there's more to do. I'm just trying to stay on top of him like I'm supposed to, but he go to work, though. He go to work, and he know Galaxy Adams is, you dig what I'm saying? That's who he is. He Lil Quinn when he grew up. He didn't grow up out of that. He Galaxy Adams creating his own lane. And big shot to Burner for believing in him and taking him on the road with him and letting him see the ropes. And it's going to get bigger and better, man. You feel me?
Do we help Pops as opposed to Pops helping him?
Yeah, the nigga be in the studio with me trying to give me pointers and shit, man. I taught these niggas this shit, man. I taught Mess how to rap, man. Come on, man. Hey, but he definitely keeping me on my young nigga shit. Of course, he keeping me sharp. It's still a battle, like for us when we be in there rapping, because I'm not trying to let him do me too bad. So it's good to steal the sharpness, steal from both angles. I raised him now. Yeah, he definitely is giving me game, cool, without a doubt.
Yeah. Dude, I know you come from both sides, the backpack, in my opinion. You come from the backpack, you come from the street rap. Do y'all ever battle? Is there ever a cipher between father and son?
You know, we so used to living in this Bay Area shit where we battle on that. So we trying to make a song and get some content, sell a record and get some content. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one thing I have as far as freestyling. You feel me? Like, make a song, you dig, to get some content so we can make some money off of it, because the game that we're in now, you feel what I'm saying? He know he can't fuck with me from the mouth, though, like freestyle shit.
That's right, man. You've been on your grind. I've been paying attention. I'm seeing collabo albums since I last talked to you. I've been seeing mixtapes.
When the Fear My Lion is the latest thing that I just dropped. My first real solo album since Boy to a Man, true solo album. I tied in with Tracks from the Wrist. Big shout out to Tracks from the Wrist and my homeboy Luigi at Legacy Studios, and we closed the studio for 3 weeks, and just, I didn't come out that motherfucker. I stayed, I might have slept right around the corner at a little hotel in Richmond, nigga, with my helmet on display, you feel me? But still cool, because I'm with my guys, but I stayed right there in Richmond and came right to the studio, and that's what we got, and you know what I mean? My cousin Stalin said, Queen, you back. So Stalin gave me the nod, man. He got me feeling good. People liking it, it's just, I'm just, you know, back in that groove, not really mad, man. You feel me? I was really upset at Mets, and it threw me off my ball a little bit. You feel me?
And it's no longer affecting you.
It's not affecting me because we fulfill more. You feel what I'm saying? I was going to move to L.A. I'm out of move. I'm still in the area, but I moved down here to Southern California, right? But when I came down here, much as I've been working for 24 years, I'm saying Queen. Some people knew me, some people didn't. But when I tell them where I'm from, I'm fulfilled, my man. Everybody knew what that was. You feel me? And just when I was down there, I was trying to make a transition. She was like, gonna stay down there writing songs. I was like, shit. When I seen it, feeling was what they knew. I was like, shit. I got more to do for my neighborhood and my city. You know, much love to Hunters Point, Sunnyvale. All my young guys rapping coming up from over there too. G Val and Lil Yates and Molly G and people like that. I was like, I got more to do for my neighborhood. I'm just a soldier in a big army. And it's a legit rap army. You dig what I'm saying? Just, you know, between Nicotina, Willie Hand, the Meth, of course, you dig what I'm saying? Fote, you dig what I'm saying? You know, so it's just, now I'm the leader of my young guys that's coming up, and niggas and came up with me and this shit, like Big Rich and YB the Rock Star and Bailey, and you dig what I'm saying? And more of the people, Pete Streets and Telly Mac, and you dig some of the more vicious MCs that come within them, A Blocks, Wally G, and people like that. So, now, you know what I mean? So, that's how I got over Mets. The killing was our neighborhood. We got friends that didn't kill each other. You dig what I'm saying? Both of them did. So, we literally know that situation happening, and it ain't worth it. Like, he's more of an entity than he is, you know what I mean, a liability. Now, some of the stupid ass shit he done did, all this crazy shit he been doing, I think that's just him being isolated and not being around nobody who loving to pull his coattail and be like, come on, cousin, that's your cash shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So is that pretty much the mind frame of everybody in the community of the streets and the rap community of Frisco right now?
I mean, it's still some niggas that's gonna beat him up from his own neighborhood. You know what I mean? It's everybody got their own individual issue. You dig what I'm saying? He gotta come back and iron some shit out with some niggas. He might have already been talking to niggas, but it's still every, you know, he didn't piss off the Mexicans, and he talking about Dre and with the picture shit and all that type of like badass, negative ass shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you don't have, nobody agrees with, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, once he get over them little situations, man, with the nigga raw, man, he already put down in history to where he can come back. He just needs to come back and be seen in the community. I ain't trying to sit down with him and eat no hamburger and no shit like that. If we do some music and it happened, but I'm just saying, come back and be seen in the community and come back humbly. Because you got to admit when you're wrong, like, doing shit like that, like, you know, he talked about my mama and my dad's stepfather, but I got over that. You feel what I'm saying? He's just a nigga that do shit like that when he isolated, when he ain't with his people, my nigga. Because ain't none of his people going to agree to no stupid shit, you feel me? And his people is my people. We fulfill them all, you feel me?
I got it. Now, you were talking about you being the leader of the young movement and everything. Is that what the motivation was behind putting together this Fear My Lion?
Yeah, that was the inspiration for the Fear My Lion. Like, I'm the lion. I'm the chief. You dig what I'm saying? But I could be the janitor too. Janitor, the manager. I'm on this team. You dig what I'm saying? So that's the mentality we gotta have coming from our neighborhood. It ain't no big news to little use. Every film nigga think he the nigga. All of us want $100 million. You dig what I'm saying? And you dig what I'm saying? And that carry ourselves like that vocally too with this shit. So yeah, that was a part of the inspiration. And going to LA and coming back and finding out that as much as I've been working San Quentin, the world don't know me. I ain't bigger than my neighborhood. You feel me?
Indeed.
I got some new shit coming too though, Coop. I'm doing what the young niggas doing. I got a new one called 89. I got two more, really. I got one called the New Millennium Renaissance ready producing. See what I've been doing. I've been locking in with the producers and just fucking. I went to go see Living when I did that with Tracks FDR. He did the whole album. So now that's 89. I'm doing it with the boy Living Proof. He done made shit for Filthy and Hella Motherfuckers, right? I just did an EP with him, just me and him. And then the New Millennium Renaissance I did with just Big Cheese on the slap. So I got three. I'm finna hit him three times. You gonna be talking about me this year, baby? I'm trying to. It's all film on shit though. It's good music, and I mean, you know, you gonna know. We from the same era. You dig what I'm saying? I ain't gotta. I got the youngsters around me. I got some real G's around me. My manager Primo, my nigga Fast One, Fast Eddie cutting corners with me. I got good eardrums around me. And you know what I mean? I'm just doing what we do. That's like with the boy, he made good music. Yeah, all he gotta do is come back and make a hit song, get right with his neighborhood, the nigga gonna be good, man. Feel me?
Right, right. Man, you mentioned Big Rich earlier, man. Where is he?
Big Rich is, man, fucking, I mean, he really is on some political shit right now. It's big for the community. I didn't mean to say shit in his situation in the same sentence. Look how niggas I am. But it's called Project Level. And it's located at the Western Edition Cultural Center in San Francisco. Actually, he got a day camp going for little kids, man. All summer, you can drop your kid off. Of course, there's a fee attached to it, but you can drop your kid off from 9 in the morning to 6 in the evening. I think like from 7 years old up to like 13 or some shit like that. And they got girls, they teaching computer, they teaching dance. Like, it's big. And Big Rich, he tied into the industry even more. I can't say enough about him, but his whole situation is called Project Level. It's too much shit just to name one thing that he do. That's just one of his programs that he's doing. But that's what he got going on right now. That's what Big Rich got going on. Then we got YB the Rockstar, Rich Rocker. He just dropped Alien. It's, you know, that's my cousin. That's me and all our cousins. We family. Cousin living in L.A., but he been coming home, but everybody just putting their head together more. You feel what I'm saying? And my brother Bailey, he has a clothing store in Lakeview on Holloway called Paid. And you dig what I'm saying? Which is his clothing. So everybody just doing their thing. And Don Toriano finna drop a new album, so he back. Neither one of them came back rapping. You dig what I'm saying? So me, your boy, and Toriano rapping, Bailey got his store, and Big Rich is doing Project Level, and we still done deal. Feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about this path and this career, 1993. First album, Don't Cross Me. Well, I mean, what was a single, right?
That was an album. It was a full album.
Full album. Yeah. How old was you when you did that album, man?
I was 14 years old when I wrote it. I was 14 years old when I wrote the 20 songs, and it came out when I was 15. So that was March 93. I was 15 years old. When they dropped. So, I was like little Bow Wow, baby. You feel me?
What sparked you, man? What motivated you to become a rapper, man?
Really, with me, I'm the oldest boy out of my real family, out of my aunties and my mama. You get what I'm saying? Our one or two uncles and, you know, stepfathers and shit. I'm the oldest boy. And growing up in Philbo, really, I wanted to be known. You dig? And I wanted to be respected. You dig? So, I seen Coop Nut when I was young in Lakeview because my grandmother lived over there. So I seen that it was attainable, and then I seen that I could do it, and it got me respect. And that's what niggas respect me on. I ain't knock nobody head in. I might have dibble dabble in the geese. I ain't, you dig what I'm saying? We gonna do that, but I ain't no killer, no hitter like that to where a motherfucker looking for me. But I was born in the game, but the rap shit is what got me my fame, and that's the pass that I got. I got a rapper pass. You feel me? You did. I ain't no hoe and no shit like that, but you did. I know where my respect come from. You hear what I'm saying? So that's what inspired me to do. It gave me the spark, and I was like, I want to be the best in the world. Shit, I was trying to rap. I was rapping against Tupac, whoever was out at the time. It wasn't no like we from here, we rocking together. I was trying to be the best. You feel me? You did. Yeah, that's what it was about. Then it's still the same thing. It's a trip. I feel like I'm 18, man. 38.
That's right, man. I gotta say, man, my favorite San Quentin album of all time is Live and Direct. Can you give me your most memorable moment from recording that album?
Honestly, big shout out to JT the Bigger Figure, because he locked in and made that album dope, man. I had a lot of good memories from that album, but just the one that jumps out at me is that when we did the song with Mac Maul. We was with Mac Maul, man. We did the song with that song that I did with Maul. Of course, me and Maul is like two young niggas, you dig what I'm saying? I kicked it with Maul, but we really have to do a song with Maul. Maul at the time is tremendously big, you feel me? So, and he still is a nigga, don't get me wrong, but you feel me? At the time, that's when Illegal Vintage dropped. So we go to do the song, but then he take us to court with him earlier that day. Maul take us to court to go see this nigga, tell on this nigga. He wants to know who the nigga was. He's like, we going to watch you, bitch ass nigga. And that's the first time I seen a nigga snitch on a nigga. Stand up and point at him in court. I was like, wow. You feel me? Like, I might have been 17. You know, I never really seen a motherfucker stand up and say, that's that nigga right there. I was like, wow. That's one of the most memorable. And that song ended up being a hell of a hit. I even talk about the shit at the beginning. You feel what I'm saying? That was the inspiration for that one. We seen a nigga ratting a nigga out. Maul was keeping it real for one of his homies, too. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That was a great album, though. Yep, I was in 11th grade when I dropped that one. You feel me?
Mm. Mm.
11th, mm. I was 17. Now,
man, I got to ask you a serious question, man. I know you keep up with the politics and things like that, man. What's your opinion right now on the Flint, Michigan situation?
I think now it's just apparent that they don't give a fuck about motherfuckers to the point where that if they could have all our water like that, they would. You feel me? So it's just you see that and know that it's predominantly black and just know that that's going on. It's just, you know what I mean? And there'll be collateral damage. It's just, we got to protect our own, raise our own. It almost, you'll see me talking about we got to get our own farms and have our own water and you feel me? I'm over here with my Nigerian father right now. He said they killed 8 motherfucking cows. Feel me? And eat them for dinner that night. And, you know, cut it, dig it, skin it all the way down to the motherfucking vertebrae. Then you could cook it. You feel me? That's what they doing over there in Nigeria. You dig what I'm saying? So it might get to the point where we got to really take care of ourselves, man, and ourselves as a people. Because another motherfucking group of people are like, as long as it don't happen to them, they ain't going to care, bro. You know?
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
He's a clown, man. Dude is a clown. He be saying hella stupid ass shit. Like, he's entertaining. See, we live in a day and age where them planes run into them towers, so shit is a shock value. You feel me? I even feel like, you hear what I'm saying? Like a nigga just do some crazy shit. Like, basically, like Viva La Bam and them niggas jumping. Shit is extreme now. You feel me? So he's extreme as a candidate. He's like the fucking hybrid candidate. This nigga's up there saying anything. You feel me? Saying how you feel in the line that he pushing. They just letting that carry on. He ain't gonna be able to run America, but he's just getting he basically rich enough to stand up there and state his opinion. You feel what I'm saying? No via Twitter, no via Instagram, that's all dude doing it. He gonna be out the way. You know what I mean? Of course, like anybody, he say some real shit, but then he say some stupid shit to let you know. What's good about it is that he let us analyze how this white man thinking. I'm not racist or none of that, but just this rich white man, how dude thinking. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, dude is crazy. He's a clown. But he also is revealing something to me at the same time. Like, be aware. You feel me?
Are you a voter? You voting?
Yeah, I'm a vote. Yep, I'm a vote. I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. That's your pick.
Okay, that's a hip hop vote. That's a hip hop vote. I seen Killer Mike on TV talking about Bernie Sanders, and I fuck with Killer Mike, and I'm pretty sure he's a nigga. When I told him I'm finna move to Atlanta, that nigga said get some gates for your shit. You feel me? He said I'm finna move to Atlanta, right? Look, I see Killer Mike, and right, it's me and my wife. I see Killer Mike in Atlanta. I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about moving out here. He said, where? I said, the West Side Zone 1. He said, boy, get some, as long as you get some bars in that lawn, you good. It's cleared off. So, and you hear me, though? And I fuck with Killer Mike. You dig what I'm saying? And so I seen him being an advocate for the boy up on The View with the white girls. He came on there on The View with Whoopi and them, and he was shooting his shit, and he had his Rebel Gymnastics together. Shout out Mac Minister, I got that from him. He had his Rebel Gymnastics together. And I'm fucking with dude. Now, I'm going to check into him more, but right now it's just Donald Trump so loud, you can't even check another motherfucker's views. I'm just knowing I'm rolling with the black vote. You feel me?
Got it. Man, you came up with JT, the bigger figure.
Yeah.
You know, y'all started, made history with one another. He ended up moving to Atlanta and things. Are you guys still in contact?
Man, I just talked to Brett this morning. Yeah, I talk to Fig all the time. He got, that's what he got, West Side Zone 1, Atlanta. That's where we from when we go out there, film Atlanta. He basically bought up a whole neighborhood out there, when spent his money the right way and got some property and got a movement going. He got the traffic situation going where he done did the traffic thing. Mind you, I ain't been able to look at none of the movies because I ain't computer savvy, but he working. And, of course, he'll always be my big brother. You dig what I'm saying? In any situation with me and him, whatever, it'll be strictly personal business shit. You feel me?
Okay, so is it a chance that we could see y'all working together in the future?
Without a doubt, in the very near future. Like, we already talking about doing that. I actually been in Vegas fucking with D-Mosia. You feel me? With D-Mo, D-Mo the Youngster. We just did a song and video, me, him, and Willie Hinn. So, we finna push D-Mo. D-Mo back around, you know, got big Bentleys and houses and shit that the world needs to see. You dig what I'm saying? So, we've been networking. And my homeboy Seth the Gaffler be home 2017. So, we definitely stay talking. We all working, but we just trying to build up the brand to where it make most sense. You dig what I'm saying? So, Fimo is the brand. Frisco is the land.
So, we got 2017, Seth coming home. Got to link back up with D-Mo. GLP, 20-odd years later?
Come on, we got to do it, man. All of us got our two front teeth. You feel what I'm saying? As long as everybody got their two front teeth, maybe we can roll. we gonna be good. Yeah, we gonna do that. But for this year, like I say, 89, I'm finna drop that with Living Proof. Then I'm dropping the New Millennium Renaissance. That I'm finna crush the game. Filmo style. Filmo is the land. Frisco is the brand, man. I just want to talk to you, crew, because you get it out there for us, man. You feel me?
Man, I gotta tell you before we get out of here. I wanna thank you, man, for, you know, the referrals you be giving me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats tap in with me and be like, man, Dan Quinn told me to hit you. Da 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 da. I need this interview. You know, you done got me a couple of big interviews, man. I really appreciate you, man. On the side, you know what I'm saying? You don't even call and say nothing to me. You just do that. I appreciate that, man, for real.
Yeah, I do. I know you're a cornerstone in this shit. I appreciate what you're doing. You delivering media at any. You feel you being you the media. You dig what I'm saying? You the press for us, and we gotta have press. You dig what I'm saying? You good press for us. So God bless you too, and the real all the way.
Okay, man. Any last words, man? Is it a message that you gotta give?
I gotta give a shout out to my nigga Slave Doe. Though before I go Smave Doe, you dig what I'm saying? We about to drop the Lieutenant Talk. He my done deal, Lieutenant. Shout out to CEO Cliff, that new done deal. I think Cliff, you know, free my nigga Cliff. You dig what I'm saying? And, shout out to Renzi King and my nigga Really Sosa, nigga. Done deal, you dig what I'm saying? My other companions, but I'm on this film on shit right now. 100%, 1,000%. You dig? Free my nigga Lil Illy, you dig what I'm saying? Free my guys, nigga. Free my front five. Free my brother Relly. You know? It's all good.
That's right, man. Stan Quinn, the Mighty Quinn. It was a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, man. The Fillmore line is available in stores online right now, man. For all you listeners, if you're on the YouTube channel, bust a comment. Please go to, if you're not, man, go ahead and tap in to Cygnus.net forums, man, and tap in into the Bark of Area Rap Talk. Drop a comment, man. You know what I'm saying? Get everybody back to form. We're trying to wake up some things around here while everybody's talking, man.
What you want to say, man? Drop a comment. Say what you want to say. Also, a shout out to Dutch Santana. Almost forgot my nigga from Fillmore. He coming to the studio with me right now. Hey, I love you. I love you. I love you, bro. Stay on your shit, man. Mafia Mob, rest in peace, Jack, too. And the Mac.